Yeah, this frequency change, I'm not asking anybody to, like, take this 3-4 frequency out of the radio. Dave Hanchett intended on getting his frequency back and erecting his repeater back at his house. It will not have the coverage that this one here has, but you still may want to check into it. So if you, I'm not asking anybody to throw away this frequency because it should be active. I'm not sure the timeline, but it should be active in the area, you know, so you can still use that. So don't just throw it away. Don't delete it. You still may want to use it. Just want to say that. And when we get close to that time, I'll have to reach out to Mary, because I don't know if she would be able to reprogram that frequency on her own. So I'd help her with that, or somebody wants to help her with that, fine, too. I don't want to eliminate her from getting into that. There was a time before when we went to the 3-4 frequency that she didn't know how to change it. She didn't know what was going on, and I went over there and I reprogrammed her radio for her. So, there's going to be notice, and everybody should have events, time to make that change. But don't throw away this frequency, because it still may be a viable frequency in the future. With that, that's all I got. KB8SBJ.
Very good, Bob. Thanks for checking in, and thanks for the info. And exciting news about the new frequency there. So I actually have two. I have a zero as a primary, which is this one, and my first station is going to be the other frequency. So there you go. All right, Larry, WNAP and standby John.